Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You are watching the program called Treasures of Wisdom. We have commenced in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace and blessings be upon Nabi Kareem, Rauf al-Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for all the blessings which He Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us through the blessings of Nabi Kareem Rauf al-Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated by none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, that once we were in the blessed company of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a person appeared whose clothes were extremely white and hair was extremely black. Here radiallahu anhu says, from his apparent condition, there were no signs of a journey. Allahu Akbar. He was also a stranger to every one of us. He then sat in front of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his knees also touched the blessed knees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also placed his hands, his palms on his thighs, just as a student sits in front of his teacher with utmost respect and love, subhanallah. That person who was a stranger then asked, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about Islam, subhanallah. And this is a very famous narration, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, many of the viewers out there might say that we have heard this narration before, we have heard this hadith before as well. But there are such questions in this wonderful parable, which inshallah Azza wa Jalla will be very good for us to learn. He says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about Islam. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Islam is that you bear witness on the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the messengership of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read your salah, give zakat, keep the fast in the month of Ramadan, and if you have the means, then perform hajj. Subhanallah. The stranger replied, you have spoken the truth. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu revealed that they were surprised that this person asks the question himself, and after it, he also testifies to it. Subhanallah. The person then asked, tell me about Iman. So once again, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla replied, Iman is that you should believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His divine book, in His prophets. And with regards to the last day of judgment and all the good and bad that is associated with the divine decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. So once again, this person who was a stranger to us, he replied, you have spoken the truth. Allahu Akbar. The person then asked about the status of Ihsan. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replied, you should pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla. You want to know what's Ihsan? So Ihsan is that you should pray to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in such a state as if you are looking at the Almighty. And for some reason, if you cannot find yourself in this state, then without doubt, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is watching you. Subhanallah. He then asked to be informed about the Day of Judgment, upon which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, in this regard, the one being questioned, Allahu Akbar, the one that's being questioned does not know more than the one who is asking the question. Allahu Akbar. So this person then again asked, inform me about the signs of Qiyamah. So at this time, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, when the master of a female slave will be given birth by her. Yani, women will give birth to their masters. And when you see the naked and the barefoot shepherd built large mansions or buildings. These are from amongst the signs of Qiyamah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that this person then departed. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, O Umar radiallahu anhu, do you know who this person was? I replied that Allah azza wa jalla and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew better. Then the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, this was Jibreel alaihi salatu wasalam who came to teach you your religion. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, this beautiful parable and narration has been stated and mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Now, there are some valuable lessons that we could extract from this amazing parable that could change our lives, dear viewers, and give us a new perspective to understand this narration, even if you have heard this or learned this before. Firstly, subhanallah, a student should display respect in front of one's teacher, just as Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had done so. Allahu Akbar, he made his knees touch with the blessed knees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, placing his palms on his thighs. And with utmost respect and reverence, he then asked these questions before the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have also learned that Allah azza wa jalla granted his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam the knowledge of the unseen, including the knowledge with regards to doomsday, the day of judgment, dear viewers. It is not actually allowed for people to divulge much in the matters of taqdeer and destiny, and it is obligatory to believe in taqdeer itself. So, if we have to study the commentary of this parable, we learn that iman, faith, literally means to provide peace. Whereas in Sharia terminology, iman is the name of Islamic beliefs by accepting which one gains protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath and punishment. Now, this includes all the articles of faith that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought from Allah azza wa jal. And since iman merely means to believe and affirm, thus to measure the iman is impossible, because one doesn't have any machine or device that could measure the iman of a person. Then it was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam who appeared in a human form. We have learned this as well. Now, subhanallah, as he went to Hazrat Sayyidina Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha in the appearance of a man. So what we have learned, dear viewers, is that angels are made of nur, they are made of light and can form different shapes, whilst on the other hand, jinns are made of fire and can take many, many different forms. Allahu Akbar. But their soul, their ruh remains the same. Therefore, it is not the shifting of soul, rather it is a transformation of the appearance of the person. Subhanallah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to come to visit the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam as well in the form of a famous companion by the name of Dahya Qalbi. This is also proven from authentic ahadith, dear viewers. But we also learned that he was not a traveler. Others may assume that he was a traveler. Otherwise, it is stated that he was not a traveler, because why? His hair and clothes were not dirty and dusty. On the other hand, we should beware that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam's black hair and white garb were compatible with a humanly figure. Subhanallah. Otherwise, in reality, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is also made of nur, light, regardless of his black hair and white clothes. This was the description and the form he had taken when he came to visit the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are numerous examples, dear viewers. For example, take the staff of Hazrat Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam that had swallowed everything whilst in the shape of a snake, huge serpent. Likewise, in the same manner, eating, drinking, marriage, so on and so forth of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the humanly image of the embodiment of light were the effects of humanly code of conduct. Subhanallah. So his luminous effects were unfolded when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent a lengthy time without eating or drinking. Have we not read those ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he would keep consecutive days without eating and drinking? Subhanallah. So what's the outcome, dear viewers? The outcome of his luminous embodiment, that Hazrat Isa alaihi salatu wasallam, if we take him for example, is still residing in the sky for hundreds and hundreds of years without eating and drinking. This is also part of our iman. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that he will descend before the time of Qiyamah. But he's also alive without eating and drinking. Subhanallah. He is alive in the heavens. So this is the outcome of having this nur body, that you take the form of humans if you want to. You can take the form of any other form. As the poet says, وَهَرْ عَالَمْ كَي رَحْمَتْ هَي كِسِي عَالَمْ مَي رَحْ جَاتَي يَا أُنْ كِي مَهَرْبَانِي هَي كِي يَا عَالَمْ پَسَنْدْ آيَا. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy unto mankind. And if he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had desired, he could have went to any other planet, but he have chosen this, subhanallah. Allah azza wa jalla had sent him to this planet for our guidance. The beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who loves us. He loves his ummatis, his followers, subhanallah. And he taught us the beautiful deen, dear viewers of Madani channel. So, with regards to the questioner, remember he was not a citizen of Madinatul Munawwara. Otherwise, we would have recognized him, said the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had recognized him very well. Though others in who lived in Madinatul Munawwara, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu himself says that we did not recognize him, nor was he a traveler, because the signs of fatigue and dusty clothes and hair were not found in him. So, it is apparent from this, as I mentioned before as well, that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given the knowledge of the unseen, because he had disclosed this to his companions. When he asked his companions, do you know who was this? And when they replied in the negative, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, he is Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, who came to teach you your deen. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. The very same personality, yani Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, sat very close to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. It seemed as if he already had recognized Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, or else he would have inquired as to whom he was. But the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam had never done so, because the moment he joined his knees with the knees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he placed his hands on his thighs, and he questioned the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Allahu Akbar. Therefore, the Prophet ﷺ in one part of this narration mentioned, the one who's being questioned does not know more than the one who has questioned. Allahu Akbar. This itself reveals that the Prophet ﷺ had known that this is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So in this hadith, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us and proved to the Muslims of all generations the respect, the reverence and adab that sitting or standing in the holy court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not forbidden. It is not haram. But yes, the ruku and sujood are of course haram. But if a person sits or he stands with this niyyah of presenting his salatu salam, his salutations, his salams upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is allowed. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madini ki. Dear viewers of Madini channel, behold, that it is now forbidden to call the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by just saying, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now there are ayat in the Quran. There are ayat that have been revealed to teach us how to present yourself in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One should not raise his voice higher than the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One should not take precedence even when walking next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained very, very beautifully, subhanallah, which is in Surah Nur, verse number 63. O people, do not make the calling of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam among yourselves, just like one calls the other among yourselves. Indeed, Allah knows those among you who slip away quietly, taking the cover of some excuse. So, those who go against the orders of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should fear that a trial may reach them or a painful punishment befall them. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So, we have learned, dear viewers of Madini channel, that this is the adab and the respect of the august court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are taught, subhanallah, under the commentary of this beautiful verse, that whenever any Muslim calls out to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so what we should say? Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Habib Allah, Ya Imam al-Mursaleen, Ya Rasul Rabbil Alameen, Ya Khatam al-Nabiyyin. These are the titles people should call the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, dear viewers. This command is general. Subhanallah. So, as it is not permissible to call the beloved Rasul sallam with words that do not express respect, both during his physical life and after his apparent passing away as well. In both stages, dear viewers, no one is allowed to say or call the beloved Rasul in that way. Now, if one goes back to the incident that occurred, where Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, teach me about Islam, teach me about Iman, about Ihsan," so on and so forth. So this incident might have most likely, according to many of the scholars, especially in Mirqatul Mafatih, it is stated, this incident had occurred prior to the revelation of this verse, or the angels are perhaps excluded from this command in this ayah of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So whenever we call out to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respect should be there. Through the waswasas of the devil, of shaitan, a person may come up with different ideas, whether we can say, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habiballah, Ya Nabiyallah. The issue of present and further and near and all that comes about. Dear viewers of Madini channel, the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hear his lovers and ushaq and ummatis, whether you call out from afar or near. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in his beautiful poetry, which is the world famous Salatu Salam, he says, Duro nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, Duro nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, kaane lale karamat pe lakho salam. Subhanallah. There are lots of narrations that can be presented here, dear viewers of Madini channel, with regards to the blessed ears and hearing power of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. There are many ahadith. But from the Quran, if you want to understand this, imagine Sulaiman ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam had heard the ant call out from many miles away, according to some tafasir, 3 miles away. 3 miles away, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had spotted an ant that was saying to the rest of the other ants, go into your homes, into your holes, for it may not be the case that unknowingly Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and his army may trample us, you know. Hearing this, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّنْ قَوْلِهَا, he smiled, subhanallah. So if this is the power of Allah's Nabi, Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, who could hear what the ant says from 3 miles, then what can be the case of Imamul Anbiya, who is none other than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Most definitely, dear viewers, he could hear your salam if you present your salam. According to one narration, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to his companions that Allah azza wa jalla has appointed an angel at my grave, at my qabr. When any one of you send durood and salams upon me, this angel will present your salam and durood to me along with your father's name. Fala bin Fula, so-and-so person, the son of so-and-so person had sent salams upon you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, your salams are presented to me. Now, if you take this part of the hadith, dear viewers, we learn that Allah azza wa jalla has given the angel this ability and power, that he is able to not only hear your durood and salam, but he is also able to understand. Look at his vast knowledge, that he even knows who is sending and whose son he is. When Allah Azza wa Jalla could give his angels this ability and power, then why not to his beloved Rasul, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Imamul Anbiya, who is the Imam of all creatures, dear viewers of Madini channel. But in another narration, in Dalailul Khiraj Sharif, Asma'u Salata Ahli Muhabbati, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, if any one of you send darood and salams upon me with love and affection, I personally hear the darood recited by the devotee. Subhanallah. So we should form the habit. And when you send the Rudi Pak, subhanallah, be certain that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will reply to your salam. For he hears the salam sent by his lovers. Subhanallah. Let's recite this beautiful couplet once again, composed by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
Duro nazdik ke sunne wale ho kaan, दूर नजदीक के सुनने वाले वो कान, दूर नजदीक के सुनने वाले वो कान, काने लाले करामत पे लाखों सलाम, मुस्तफा जाने रहमत पे लाखों सलाम, शमे बजे hidayat pe laakho salam.
Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we have also learned that everything that we do in this world, jo bhi hum amal kare, neki kare, burai kare, bura amal kare, everything is already within Allah Azza wa Jalla's knowledge, which has been inscribed. And this is what is meant by Allah's will. Now, ulamas have described and explained that destiny is of two types, mu'allaq and mubram, inevitable and pending. The taqdeer, which is inevitable, does not accept changes, cannot be changed, cannot be reversed. While the one which is mu'allaq, the one which is pending, one can change or can be changed by either prayers or some powerful dua that's made in your favor, or you made dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the taqdeer and the destiny which is mu'allaq, which is pending, can be changed, but that which is permanent cannot be changed. Allahu Akbar. For example, there are many examples, but we take one example, dear viewers, the life of Hazrat Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had donated, had given 40 years from his lifespan, subhanAllah. 40 years was given from his life to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. There is a long and lengthy narration with regards to this. When the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla was presented to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till Qiyamah, all that will be born, everything was shown to him. The offspring of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was shown to him. So there was one, subhanAllah, that was extraordinary. There was the nur and the light, and upon inquiry, it was said, this is Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he made dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla that give him 40 years from my lifespan, subhanAllah. So from 60, another 40 was added, and his lifespan then became 100 years. For Sayyidina Dawood ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the blessed father of Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah Kareem have mercy upon us for their sake. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins for their sake, dear viewers. You are watching the program called Treasures of Wisdom. Stay tuned and locked with us for now. We shall break for a beautiful and amazing, heart-touching kalam. Let's listen to this kalam, and when we do return, dear viewers, we shall continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Madina, 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 Madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah. Madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah. Madine mein, Madine mein, Taiba ko ja raha hai, Shaida mere nabi ka, sab gunguna rahe hai, Nagma mere nabi ka, sab gunguna rahe hai, Nagma mere nabi ka, har har qadam pe hogi lutf o karam ki barish, har har قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے یوں جنتی سفر کا دستِ کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا دستِ کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا
سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری
ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا
پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں
کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا
سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری
ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا
حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت
جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا
جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر
لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گن گنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی نبی کا
نغمہ میرے نبی کا، نغمہ میرے نبی کا۔ سبحان اللہ، سبحان اللہ۔ مے اللہ کریم بلیس ابنات خان ود سویٹر وائس ماشاء اللہ، اینڈ مے ہی کنٹینیو ریسائٹنگ دی پریزز آف دی بلیوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز، فار دوز ہو ہیو کرنٹلی جسٹ جوائنڈ اس اینڈ یو ور ناٹ پارٹ آف دا پروگرام انیشلی، سو یس یو آر واچنگ دا پروگرام کال ٹریجرز آف وزڈم۔ سبحان اللہ، پلیز ڈو ناٹ لیو اینڈ بی ود اس انٹل دا اینڈ آف دا پروگرام۔ وی ور اسٹڈیئنگ دا بیوٹیفل اینڈ فیمس نریشن ان مسلم شریف ود ریگارڈس ٹو سیدنا جبریل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کمنگ ایز اے گیسٹ اینڈ آسکنگ کوسچنز۔ سبحان اللہ، ہی کیم ایز اے اسٹرینجر ان دا فارم آف اے ہیومن اینڈ ہی اٹیچڈ ہز بلیسڈ نیز ود دا بلیسڈ نیز آف دا بلیوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، پلیسنگ ہز پامز آن ہز thighs, and he asked these questions about Islam, Iman, Ihsan, and subhanallah, we explained each one, dear viewers, individually, and now we are speaking about Ihsan. What is Ihsan? This question was asked to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the answer, but now further elaboration is needed, dear viewers of Madinay Channel, to open our minds so that we could find us also elevating in our iman, we could find increase in our iman, inshallah azza wa jalla. Remember, the objective of ihsan in the words of the holy Quran Pak is bismillahir rahmanir rahim lilladheena ahsanul husna. Subhanallah, what is the translation of this verse from Kanzul Iman Sharif? Allah azza wa jalla states bismillahir rahmanir rahim lilladheena ahsanul husna, for the person who does good is goodness. Subhanallah. Though the ayah goes on, this is in Surah Yunus, verse number 26. Subhanallah. So, in sincerity, or the question may be, is sincerity in Islamic deeds as well? Then yes, if you look for Allah Azza wa Jalla, your heart would elevate with Allah Azza wa Jalla's fear, and you would take control of your actions. You will take control of your nafs. If a person searches for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is ihsan. One should continue practicing the Islamic deeds with fear and wholeheartedly in this manner. You will find an elevation and increase in your iman automatically. Subhanallah. Your Allah, your Rabb, your Lord is always watching you, dear viewers. This should be embedded in us. Let this sink in our hearts, especially when we are in salah. Then Allah willing, it will reform our prayers, our ibadah, and create humbleness within our hearts, inshallah, azza wa jalla. This is very important, khushu and khuzu. And to attain khushu and khuzu, humility and fear of Allah Kareem, it is important to have this within us, dear viewers of Madani Channel. You know, allow for some tears to roll from your eyes. They make dua in the court of Allah, azza wa jalla. And it is quite lengthy, inshallah, azza wa jalla, with regards to how our namaz should be, how our salah should be when we stand for salah. Imagine that you are seeing Allah azza wa jalla. This is from amongst the ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if your iman is not so strong, you can't take your mind all the way there, then be certain, jihad, know that Allah is watching you. You are being watched. Just as when a person stands for salah in the masjid at times, we see, oh, it's noticed, you know, through the waswasas of the devil, you may prolong the sajda, the ruku, the prostrations, and the bowing down in ruku, and the tashahud position, and leading salah in such a way. Why? Because sometimes musallis are watching. If a musalli, another person is watching, and shaitan attacks such a person, he begins prolonging his salah. Allahu Akbar. Then what if a person is certain that Allah is watching me? If this becomes true in your heart and you are certain and you have istiqamat upon this, dear viewers, then trust me, subhanallah, you shall see the real fruits of this. For those who read salah for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla, but show to others, on the day of qiyamah, Allah Kareem will say to them that take your rewards from those people whom you read salah for. Allahu Akbar. This is quite dangerous. However, we should be certain that Allah is watching us, because once the fear is in the heart, khofi khuda, like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have, Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, Dawud alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam. These are the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And looking at their level of fear, subhanallah, it's really amazing, dear viewers. And however, those narrations have reached us through the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So from this parable, when he was asked about ihsan, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam further elaborated with regards to ihsan. And further elaboration is given to us also from various other books as well, dear viewers, from the ulamas and the scholars of the deen. But if we go back to the very same narration which we discussed earlier, a question was also further then asked with regards to Qiyamah. When will Qiyamah come? On which day? Which month? Which year will it occur? It appears that Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam believed that Allah Kareem has blessed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam with the knowledge of Qiyamah, yani the last day. Because the question is posed to the one who possesses knowledge, dear viewers. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam knows this is the Prophet. On the other hand, the beloved Rasul is also aware that he is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, though others did not know. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. So, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had the intention of challenging or humiliating him? No, astaghfirullah, one should not even think like that. Allahu Akbar. But the main motive was that though he had the knowledge of Qiyamah, he did not want to show off. Allahu Akbar. So one should bear in mind that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had clearly stated on different occasions, and there are various references to this, dear viewers, with regards to that the day on a Friday. Who given us this information? It was the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. The signs of Qiyamah. Because then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked, okay, then inform me about some of the signs of Qiyamah. What will occur before the last day, before the final hour? In this, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then elaborated. So, it's not absence of knowledge, dear viewers. Otherwise, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have said, I don't know. But it's rather the negation of excess knowledge, that I do not know more about it than you do, meaning it's the gathering of people, O Jibreel alayhi salam, and the knowledge of Qiyamah is from amongst Allah Azza wa Jalla's secrets. Then why do you urge me to unveil it in front of these people who are also listening? Allahu Akbar. The truth is that Allah Azza wa Jalla granted the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the knowledge of Qiyamah. That is also mentioned in the Tafsir, dear viewers of Majlis channel. That is why Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam posed this question to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Tell me more about Qiyamah. But Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasalam did not want to reveal this, since there were other companions that were also listening to this conversation. But with regards to further details, Allahu Akbar, what will happen before Qiyamah, some of the signs before Qiyamah, subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the hadith that was presented, he did mention that, you know, women will give birth to their masters. And today, this is exactly the case. Women who give birth are giving birth to masters who come and rule them. People are ruling their parents out there. Parents don't tell their children what to do, but rather the children tell their parents what to do. This is the situation. This is from amongst one of the signs of Qiyamah. When people who were slaves at one stage that had no shoes, they were barefoot, but today they are busy competing with one another in constructing tall buildings. Who has a taller building? So on and so forth. These are from amongst the signs of Qiyamah, dear viewers of Madini channel. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained more in different ahadith you will find in Tirmizi Sharif, in Muslim Sharif, in so many other ahadith, that before the arrival of the Day of Judgment, Islamic scholars will start to die and the Islamic knowledge will disappear from this dunya in this manner. Allahu Akbar. People will not be attracted towards religious knowledge. This is not happening in this day and age. Allahu Akbar. Look at fornication that has spread all over. One of the signs of Qiyamah that was given to us, that people will become shameless and commit this sin and guna in front of people. These are from the blessed ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The good qualities as good manners, respecting others, and other such qualities will not be found in people. Look at the population. This was also one of the signs of Qiyamah, that in the ratio, one man to 50 women. These are from amongst the signs of Qiyamah, dear viewers of Madini channel. The series of prophethood has ended with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But one of the signs of Qiyamah is that false prophets will appear in the world. Today, don't we see these signs, dear viewers? It has occurred before, it is currently happening now, and this will continue to happen because it's from amongst the signs of Qiyamah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given many examples, dear viewers, with regards to time. Before the arrival of the Day of Judgment, time will pass very quickly. A year will pass like a month, and a month will pass like a day. People will seek Islamic knowledge for the sake of material needs, not for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. Kids will disobey their parents. Masajid will become like talking places for worldly affairs. Is this not happening nowadays? Musallis who come to offer salah, it's on the name of offering salah. But hours are spent ghibat, in backbiting, in slandering, in making big decisions about hurting others, insulting others. Astaghfirullah, al-a'udhu billah, al-aman wal-hafiyat. May Allah Kareem protect us, dear viewers. It's happening inside the masjid while adhan is going. Talks and conversations of dunya continues. These are from amongst the signs of Qiyamah. People will prefer their friends, dosti, over their own parents. Allahu Akbar. Music and dance will be so common, and illiterate people will live in big palaces. These are the common signs of the Day of Judgment that we see today, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It's happening everywhere. Allahu Akbar. Then a time will come when Imam Mahdi will also come. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will also come. Dajjal will appear. Gog and Magog will also come. Dabbatul Ard will also come. All of this will happen before Qiyamah. Who has given us the knowledge of this? It is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is through the blessing of Quran Pak that was revealed upon him. And further explanation and elaboration with regards to those ayat were explained by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who explained to us what will happen to a person in Jahannam. He will be dragged and taken to Jahannam, and then Allah will stop him and the question will be asked, so on and so forth. And who gave us this information? The Nabi who gives the knowledge of the unseen. Allahu Akbar, it is our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The one who can give us khabar about Qiyamah does not know the one who is talking to him is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. We learn this from the beloved Rasul, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, about the signs of Qiyamah. And many of those signs are so apparent. So apparent. Allahu Akbar. But unfortunately, we put a blind eye to this. We become so oblivious. We don't care. And people are continuing with the very same gunas and sins, though our time has come closer and closer and closer and closer. Children of today are so disobedient and disrespectful towards their parents. Allahu Akbar. Just as the beloved Rasul had said, women would give birth to their masters. Today, a child who is only 7 years old or 5 years old rules his mother, rule their parents. Mothers and fathers go out of their way to do anything and make every evil wish at times of the child become possible. Even if he's asking for a bad thing, children of today ask for devices, cell phones. We're not saying it's bad, it has both good and bad. But it depends on the age of the child. These devices are then given to children, fulfilling their demands. The very same children start demanding for bigger and greater things. And the list goes on, dear viewers of Madani Channel. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla shower His Rahmah and grant us the full understanding of this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Finally, the hour will come when the trumpet will be blown and everyone will die. Allahu Akbar. There's a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. Kullu man alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Study tafsir and see. It is only Allah Almighty that will remain, dear viewers. Everything will vanish. All those that used to believe that this earth and planet cannot operate without us. Science, technology, this, that, everything will come to an end, dear viewers. And right now, the way has been paved towards that, as we see around us. The amount of violation, the amount of sinning and life-taking that's happening, dear viewers, it's unbelievable. All of this is paving way to the final hour. So in the hadith itself, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized in a few signs he had given. But in reality, aside from that, there are many other narrations which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had explained and given, which we see today with our naked eyes. But still, reality does not kick in the heart. Still, reality does not appear in the heart, and still people do not find themselves, you know, having the blessings of ihsan, subhanallah, fear of Allah azza wa jalla. The real and the true spirit of fearing Allah Kareem, subhanallah. So, what we also learned, dear viewers of Madani Channel, there will be a revolution that the poor will become rich and the respected personalities will be disregarded, as I said to you. Subhanallah. We have two points that emerge from this, that adding the blessed name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not polytheism. It's in fact sunnah of the beloved companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there is no harm in making a statement such as Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best, because this is what Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said when he was asked, do you know who came to visit? He said, Allah wa Rasul wa alam. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. So if somebody says that, there is no wrong to say that. Allahu Akbar. Did you notice, dear viewers, in this beautiful narration, Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam himself did not proclaim amongst the people present there, yani, oh people, I am Jibreel alayhi salam. You should learn certain things from me, you know, this, that, so on and so forth. But here, he came in front of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and subhanallah, made it easier for the people to understand by coming as a stranger, for them not to know who he was, until the Prophet had revealed to his companions that this was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam who came to teach you your deen. By him asking these questions, he wanted you all to learn about Islam, about Iman, about Ihsan, about the signs of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many other beautiful, important lessons we learn, but there are different stages of Ihsan. Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala explains that there are two stages in Ihsan. Now, what are the two stages? Listen attentively, subhanallah. He says, if the person has reached such a lofty and high elevated position that he finds himself in the divine court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then obviously he will make certain, or he will be certain, that he is performing every minute detail of ibadah in its proper fashion and tariqah. He will also make sure that he internally and externally, everything is completed properly, like his namaz, ruku, sajda. So whatever ibadah, whether it is fasting, whether it is paying zakat, because you have the blessings of ihsan. You know you have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the purpose of this message is that a person should always have this thought in his mind that when he performs any ibadah for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, subhanallah, he is actually present in the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching him, and he should perform that ibadah in such a way that he should be as if he is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi ta'ala explained that the first stage of ihsan is that the heart of a Muslim should be so overwhelmed with this divine awe that he should stand in such a manner as if he is gazing upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed this earlier as well. Allahu Akbar. But if he did not reach this maqam, what should he do? If he did not reach this spiritual elevation, then he should always be in his mind while performing ibadah that Allah Kareem is watching him. He should be certain Allah is watching me. Remember, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla attain lofty stages through excessive worship, through efforts put in their ibadah. You have been reading salah for the last 30, 40 years in your life. Where do you find yourself today after 40 years of performing salah? If you find yourself nowhere, then try to perfect your salah. Try to perfect your ibadah. Try to increase your fear for Allah Kareem. And then you shall see the true results of ihsan. We need to excel in this, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And we need to put in more efforts, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And once we put in efforts in this, you will definitely see the difference. Keep reciting the durood and salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Study the books in relation to these topics we have just discussed today, subhanallah, with regards to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We all know we should fear. We all should fear. And shaitan doesn't want you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is only khawfi khuda. It is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla that will remind you that, hey, I need to put a stop to my work. I need to perform my salah. It is the khawf of Allah Azza wa Jalla which will allow you and enable you to stop you from committing that evil deed. If a person was just about to commit the deed, it is the khawf of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But if this lacks, then you shall lack in many other things as well, dear viewers, such as the blessings of having complete faith and iman. May Allah Kareem forgive us. We have now come to the end of today's program. Keep reciting salawat upon the beloved Rasul. Do not forget, we have our weekly ijtima'at of Da'wat Islami globally throughout the world. If it's convenient for you and possible for you, then please do attend our weekly programs and thawab in abundance. Until next time, keep reciting salawat ala nabi. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.